Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, finance expert cautions decision to spend more than projected revenue in 2024 budget must be properly examined, not to put pressure on key macroeconomic indicators. We'll hear from Professor Williams Wipro of the Andrews University. Also coming up, government insists the 2024 budget will help sustain current economic recovery and aid private sector growth. Plus, National Petroleum Authority assures all petroleum products sold in the country meet international standards, following complaints about substandard products on the market. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidio on KTU Radio. First up, a finance lecturer at the Andrews University in the US, Professor Williams Wipro, has said that government's decision to still spend more than its forecast revenue in 2024 must be properly assessed to make sure the funds go into capital expenditure. He is of the view that spending on recurring expenditure could derail gains made in some macroeconomic indicators such as inflation and exchange rate. Speaking to Joy Business, Professor Wipro also warned that the decision to also borrow from the treasury market to finance government projects in 2024 may not help in bringing down interest rates.
Yeah, that's all. So I'm sure because of the coming year elections, government may want to keep that trajectory of spending and on capital projects. To me, that is the one which is catching my attention, and I may understand why, because there are some projects that must be completed. Agenda 111, which probably government has failed. It was not even mentioned in the budget at all. Maybe we need to see the details to find out whether what figures is the government putting in terms of monetary values for Agenda 111. So that we'll be able to justify the 28.7 billion. I mean, that is very, very important. I mean, so the implication is that the government is going to borrow more. And he mentioned it that they are only going to borrow using short-term instrument, treasury markets.
Associate Professor of Finance at the Andrews University, Williams Wipro there. Now, government is insisting that the 2024 budget will help sustain current economic recovery and aid private sector growth. It follows the minority in Parliament's description of the budget as empty and criticisms that the statement is not business-friendly. But government disagrees. Here's Andrew Ejapamesa, who is Deputy Minister of Energy.
I'm refreshed because clearly the pathways to restoring our economy is clear. We've laid a solid foundation as a result of the IMF program. We definitely are not out of the woods yet. But if you look at primary balance, you look at debt to GDP ratio, you look at expenditure, you look at revenue performance, all the indicators are looking in the right direction. Consistent with what we did prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, which was a key determinant in our economic fortunes post that period. I'm particularly excited that the finance minister has laid a clear path for growth in the 2024 budget. We'll look to support him to implement it successfully so that the good people of this country who have absolute faith in our ability where to transform their lot will give us the mandate to continue to improve the fortunes of this country for the benefit of all of us.
Andrew Ejapamesa, the Deputy Minister of Energy. The Ghana Union of Traders Association has expressed disappointment over the failure of the 2024 budget to meet their demands. And the union says it was expecting taxes such as the COVID-19 levy and the import duty tax to be abolished. Here's President Joseph Obeng.
Our main demands as traders were not met. As you know that we were so clear with our demands from the trading community. We're demanding that COVID levy should be removed. We're demanding that the special import levy also be removed. And then we're demanding also that the VAT as it is now should be restructured to ensure conducive operation by the business community. And all these were not met. And the fact that we have been complaining about high cost of doing business, our inability to clear our goods from the port, our inability to even comply with the VAT and all that, were not met. The same old problem persists, and that we have to find a way to contend with.
President of GUTA, Dr. Joseph Obeng, there. Meanwhile, Associate Director of Tax at Finance and Auditing Firm KPMG, Gordon Dade, has commended government for announcing some 8 tax reliefs to aid the operations of the private sector.
So broadly, I see the tax reliefs in three categories. one that is going to boost production from the side of the release for businesses, ones that are going to look at the sustainability issues that we are experiencing. You know, globally, there's a lot of talk about sustainability and ESG. And if you look at some of the reliefs that we are going to have for the motor vehicle industry, for example, they talk about reliefs for SKD and then the CKD, where the semi-knockdown vehicles, I mean, once you import them, there's that relief or exemption on the import duties. And I think that is very important because we need to look at how we can operate sustainably as a country, how to move away from all the carbon emissions and things that we are seeing. So those are very good policies.
Gordon Dade is Associate Director of Tax at KPMG. Away from the budget, the National Petroleum Authority has assured that all petroleum products sold in the country meet the necessary safety and international standards. It follows complaints from some consumers about reduced performance of their vehicles as a result of fuel purchase from some retail stations. The development forced the authority to undertake some investigation, but in a statement, the industry regulator maintained that issues about vehicle performance cannot be linked to substandard petroleum products sold in the country. Now, the Italian ambassador to Ghana, Daniela Dolandi, has said that many investors from her country are exploring opportunities in Ghana's agro-processing sector. She disclosed that Italy has developed advanced technology in agribusiness that could help Ghana add value to its exports. She spoke to Joy Business at the 8th edition of the Italian Taste, a program designed to showcase goods produced by Italians across the world.
The volume of bilateral trade in 2022 was over 800 million euros, which is quite a lot. We are trying to promote partnerships between Ghanaian companies and their Italian counterparts because the private sector is extremely important, and we have a special focus on the agribusiness sector. Because in Ghana, you have a lot of raw materials, natural resources, and I think that Ghana could benefit from Italians' technology and expertise and machinery to transform the raw materials and create added value here.
Italian ambassador to Ghana, Italy's ambassador to Ghana, rather, Daniela Dolandi there. Now, the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry says it's in talks with the Ghana Exim Bank to provide cheaper source of funding for Ghanaian women SMEs who ply their trade and exports. Speaking to Joy Business at the GIZ GNCCI National Women Conference on AFTA, President of the Chamber, Dr. Clement Osamako, said there must be deliberate effort to support women SMEs in that regard.
We are going to work with the government, we are going to work with other bodies together with the Exim Bank and sit down with Ministry of Trade and other people to make sure that our women, and for that matter, the entire people who want to export in Africa, have a reasonable and a very reduced interest rate to be able to patronize. I always say that if a country, if that's the way to go, you can come with a policy that banks, if you're able to give somebody who is exporting within the continent, will give you some tax exemptions. That's another way to motivate them to do that. And so there should be a trade-off, and I expect government to intervene and come in with some other policies that will allow other banks to take those initiatives. And mind you, by so doing too, they also end up getting the exporters within their fold, which will help them to make very good, reasonable bottom line.
You heard President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Clement Osei-Amwako. On Investor Eye today, make sure you keep all documents related to any investment you make to help police investigations anytime you become a victim of an investment fraud. Let's listen to the head of Technical, ICT and Digital Forensic at the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Amakwata.
If an individual realizes they have been duped or deceived, there are several immediate remedial measures they can take. Here are some of the steps to be considered. One, stay calm and control your emotions. It is important to remain calm and composed when you discovering that you have been duped. Losing your control can sometimes further mistakes or impulsive decisions. Two, gather evidence. Try to gather all available evidence of the deception. This includes any documents, email, message, or other form of communication that can support your claim. Take snapshots, that's screenshots, photos, or make copies of relevant records to preserve the evidence.